Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. To be frank, you're here with Matt Franklin and
Mason Kent with another episode after 2 weeks. And it was going to be recorded on Sunday, but we winged it. Today's episode is probably going to be about myths and legends, you could say. But first, how was your day, Mr. Matt Franklin?
Very good. Played lots of basketball. What about you?
Not special, actually. I'm doing psychology. It was really hard. We're learning about emotions and stuff and the theories, and it's really boring.
Oh, it's actually cool.
Did you do anything cool in basketball today?
Yeah, I got some dunks and I got some threes.
Sounds epic sauce. I guess we'll just get straight to it.
Yeah.
Cut this bit out. We gotta stop saying arms so much as well. Gotta try to lock out that.
Yeah.
So, you know about, like, Easter Island, right?
Easter Island, yeah, I know about, like, the Stonehenge.
Not Stonehenge, that's an impression. the heads, like, you know that emoji?
Yeah.
You know Captain Cook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know he actually, like, he went there, too? He discovered it as well? Or settled it, whatever? And there are, like, over 1,000 statues there, right? It's friggin' massive. And all of them weigh over 80 tons. And that's crazy, like, 80 tons? It's a freaking head made of rock. And from the legends from the island, apparently they just walked there, even though they don't have feet and just freaking bodies. But the bodies were only discovered in like 2010 to 2014. Now most of them are uncovered. But like Captain Cook was like, how'd they get there? Right? There was like super olden days, like BC times, apparently. And 80 tons just doesn't happen like that, right?
Yeah.
But apparently the island was flooded with like 30,000 people, and when it was settled, it was like 3,000. So the people there were like, only like 30,000 people were here.
Yeah.
And like, there's a couple of theories with that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, apparently, that there were 30,000 people, but there were cannibals, but that they could just be lying for like Christian missionaries trying to get them to follow them, saying like cannibals and stuff. Oh, if you don't eat this, I'm going to get you. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's kind of, didn't really believe that one. And I don't believe this next one, aliens. But that was debunked because the rocks were just like from lava, from a volcano nearby on the island. Because I'm pretty sure it's like a massive volcano. It's pretty badass. Mm. Oh, but one of the theories was ear racism. Because the skeletons of the bodies, some of them had bigger ears. Yeah. And one of the stories was a man and his wife, we're just talking, right? And the man had longer ears and the woman had small ears. And the man was like, just lied to her about something or told her a story. And then the woman was like, oh, I'm going to kill every single long-eared guy, or the other way around. And then that's what happened. Maybe, you know? Isn't that crazy?
The origin of racism.
Yeah. That's what you said. Except there's a freaking island. Yeah. I don't really believe that. I reckon that the Easter Island is the head of the toes of Stonehenge. That's my theory.
Alright, well, going on to my theory about myths, and I'm just going to talk about the pyramids in Egypt.
Oh, yeah?
So, basically, right, a real question is, like, did the aliens build the pyramids?
Oh, yes.
Because how they lined up with the stars in the constellation of Orion.
I guess it's just a coincidence.
Perfectly lined up. I mean,
yeah, but like,
I don't know.
I reckon it would be just a coincidence, you know what I'm saying?
Just a coincidence. But it's a pretty large space. You know, like, you can't line that up perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the blocks, like the limestone blocks, were also 2.3 tons on average. And some were going up to 70 and above.
Damn.
And they say that it was, you know, moved using, like, water. Yeah, like a what? Yeah, I didn't research that. It was kind of out. Anyways, talking about modern technology, like how could have. Fuck. Yeah, so there's no way that, like, modern technology could have, like, can move. Most modern technology nowadays can't move limestone granite blocks that are that large.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays they'd probably use concrete or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's why people think that, you know, aliens built the pyramids, because people back then didn't have the technology like that, and they didn't have the resources.
Yeah. Even in today's society, we couldn't build the pyramids because we don't have the technology for that. Actually, have you ever seen one thing, mechanism that is used for building rocks? That's what I'm saying. Never seen a mechanism that's used for building rocks on top of rocks. I can't lie. Talking about aliens, actually. Mm. Apparently, the Pentagon has been investigating since 2007. They've been investigating aliens, right? Because they released they published a thing saying that UFOs were real, but they just don't think that they're aliens. They just think, oh, it's like dangers for flying, which they would obviously cover up aliens and say something like that. And there's actually a story from Australia in 1976. This lady was just like doing the dishes or watching TV, standing up, and all of a sudden she started feeling lightheaded out of nowhere, feeling sick. So she decided to sit down, keep watching TV, and then she looks out the window, and there are three strange little guys staring at them. Alright, two were fat, short, about 4 feet tall, right? Enormous black eyes and a little pencil mouth, like the you know, the aliens of South Park. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but like fat and like 4 foot tall. But one of them was a female that was 5 feet tall, skinny. Same face, like big black eyes and little pencil nose and black hair, and she was like in her head like saying, hey, you should come with us. Not actually, well, she was like, hey, come with us, we have like talkies and stuff. It was like, and she was like, no thank you. And she thought that it was just normal for some reason. She thought she could talk through her head. She was like no, that's like the whole story.
Oh,
because I don't believe that. It's like,
I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, but straight out of South Park. I don't know if they copied it, but like, no, they didn't. It was 1976.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the catacombs in Paris. I know some of you guys may have seen that movie, as the comments below.
I've been there.
Yep. Anyway, talking about, like, aliens and stuff, I think on topic with, like, a paranormal thing.
Yeah.
Like, ghosts.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know? In the catacombs, in the war, they would kill lots of people, and then you know how they stack their skulls, you know?
Yeah,
and basically there's theories that those people still haunt the catacombs these days.
Oh yeah.
And they say that all the parts that is illegal to enter, such as like the left bank of the catacombs.
Oh.
So, you know how there's a tour guide, and they only guide you to the certain parts that they want you to?
Yeah.
But there's also other parts that, you know, people have gone through and probably died.
Yeah, probably got lost. I think when I was there, it was really boring, but I think I was like 8. I remember just walking down, turned right, and then that was it, and then we went back up. It's kind of boring.
There's got to be more to that.
Yeah, but I think I was like 8 years old. I probably don't remember.
Yeah, anyway, As Above Is Below, really scary movie.
Have you seen it?
You guys to watch it.
You know it's free on YouTube?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think, it's really cool. I started watching it, and then, like, the person I was watching it at the time was like, no, I don't want to watch this. I want to, do anything but this. Like, wow, you're so cool.
Yeah.
I think I think Perry's one isn't that accurate, because I reckon the constellations, don't the constellations change, like, throughout the year?
I'm actually not sure.
I'm pretty sure they do, because back in the day, you used to be able to tell the date by looking at the stars. So I reckon it would
it probably would change.
Yeah, but the coordinates of the pyramids are actually same.
The speed of light. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's actually really amazing.
But you know, I hate the metric system. Why would you just make, like, the freezing temperature of water 32 degrees Fahrenheit? It's like, oh, wow. It's so cold, it's like 40 degrees. Like, shut up. The boiling temperature of water is 100 degrees Celsius and the freezing is 0 degrees Celsius. That is nothing wrong with that, alright? I'm talking to you Americans out there.
Yeah.
For all you American fans, because we have so many fans.
Fahrenheit.
And miles is like, oh, I'm just gonna walk like 1.3 miles down that block.
Yeah, it's just so stupid.
Well, like, yeah. It's like, yo, fuck, you're so skinny. You're like 120 pounds. 120 pounds is like
120 pounds is so much.
Yeah. Also, today we're gonna be deciding a guest for our podcast. We're gonna do a wheel spinner. Yeah. All right. If your name is landed on, we will reach out to you, or one of us will. Depending on who you asked.
A wheel spinner of all white.
So remember, there might be a couple.
There might be a couple.
Alright, we're going to spin the wheel now. Drum rolls, please. And it is Hugo Wood. Alright, Hugo, we will get in contact with you later. That's if you listen to this episode. Bam, bam, bam. Anyways, well, we edited a little bit. We had a little intermission. And we had this freaky noise. We cut it off a little bit when we were editing. But we did not hear it in real life.
We didn't hear it in real life.
I'll play it. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it.
It's freaky.
It's like, listen. It sounds like freaking nine.
Sounds so weird.
What's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal? What do you think about lions?
Oh my god, yeah.
Reincarnation
is a lion, bro. What if you get reincarnated as a barnacle, bro? That'd be crazy.
Oh, yeah, that'd be crazy, bro. For real, bro. Barnacle from the water, bro.
Bro, what you know about spiders, bro? Spiders are the coolest thing ever.
Arachnids, bro.
Yeah, all arachnids are cool. You know, daddy long legs aren't spiders?
Oh, yeah.
They're like cool harvest.
Remember you told me that? Kind
of. Yeah. Because their head and their butt, also known as an abdomen, are fused together for some reason because they're silly. Also, like, the most venomous, like, arachnid.
I like them, though, because they, like, kill the huntsmen in the house.
Yeah.
You know, like, my mum says, yo, keep the daddy long legs around, they'll kill all the huntsmen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, alright.
But, you know Miles' real name is Miles Wahlberg. Did you know that? It's goat name. Anyways, your water bottle smells like shit.
No, it's a boost. Because I have boost and it's a multivitamin, like,
drink. Vitamin?
Vitamin, yeah, multivitamin, like, drink. And basically, it, like, helps you a lot with, like, your hair growth. Helps
really?
You with your, yeah, because vitamins are really good for your hair.
I don't know that.
And it's really good for your, like, actual growth. Injuries like my knees and
do you
my,
really need to grow though? You're like 6'2.
Yeah, but if I want to be in the NBA.
Yeah, if I want to be in the NBA, I need to be at least 7 foot.
Like my knees and shins, it helps them a lot because I get it from jumping when I play basketball and my knees and shins get sore. So when I drink Boost, it helps me a lot.
Goat. You should talk about your Osgood Schlatters, bro. What the heck is Osgood?
Not a sponsor, by the way.
Not a sponsor. Oh,
yeah. And,
Vitamin, that's a. You know, I actually have a 6'10 wingspan, believe it or not.
Yeah, 6'10 wingspan, bro.
Right here, 6'10 wingspan.
Right there, right there.
Which is why they call me Mr. 6'10 wingspan. Mm. Don't look it up. I am called that at school. Mm. But,
what do you think about TEDx? Do you watch TEDx at all?
That, like, TED Talk thing?
Yeah.
Nah. Nah, do you?
I actually do, yeah. I actually find it really interesting because some of them talk about, you know, the brain. And how the brain stimulates you to think about overthinking. Talks about like your cognitive stuff like that.
You should do psychology, bro. It's just like that.
I actually really like learning about the brain.
Yeah, bro.
It's interesting.
So goated.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen those predator catches?
That's so funny. Like Skeeter Jean?
Yeah, no. Have you seen the ones that just like slap the heck out of them?
Oh, no.
That was one where it was like, so you're here to meet a 14-year-old girl. I'm like, no, I'm not. I was like, yes, you are. I'm like, oh. And he just sighs and he's like, do you find anything wrong with meeting with a 14-year-old girl? And he's like, I don't see a problem with it. Or something like that. He just slaps him across the face. I think that's like the whole video. And there's one where he's recording and the pedo is like chasing him. And then it comes out around an aisle and some guy with a shopping trolley just goes straight into them. It's so crazy.
Yeah, bro.
It's pretty funny.
That sounds sad.
Yeah. But,
but at the same time, they're weirdos. So.
Yeah. There was one where he was on the phone. He's like, oh, I'm at R7. I'm at R7. And then he walks into him with the police. And he's like, hey, it's me. Hey, it's me. He's like looking at him. He's being like arrested. He's just sitting there like, you know what I'm saying?
I remember I was watching one with Skeeter Jean and Gideon. and Jiden was playing the probably A minor, like to the yeah. guy. And anyway, listens to Drake will know that. But I mean, it's like the most popular song.
Yeah.
But anyway, so no, you can just cut it.
Yeah, yeah.
So the police officer comes in, and they're talking to the predator. And the police officer says, I mean, it's not illegal to meet up with a 14-year-old at night. It's just really, really weird. Like, that's how the police officer says it.
Freaky. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah. And what about the one we were watching? It was like, you just got skeetered? By the way, that's the thing.
Yeah, by the way, that's the thing.
Like, by the way, that's
you
the
just
thing.
Got skeetered? By the way, that's the thing.
Yeah. If you look at my page, people will know that skeetered is the thing. There's another one. The sketch thing, that's crazy. I didn't see it though. You see it though.
That is insane. Yeah.
It's pretty funny though. It's like, I did not have relations with a man. Just kidding.
Yeah.
You go. I didn't like him before, and then I saw that video. I was like, dang, kind of funny. And then I remember they did the, what's up, brother? I'm like, nah, you're not funny anymore.
Yeah. And you're like, yo, that's kind of weird.
I'm like, yo, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, like the thing. You
like
know.
The thing.
Can't say it, but you know the thing.
The thing. You know, last episode, the bleeps were really loud, so we're cutting back on our swearing. It's people would say that the rating is at a solid 5-star if you were to check on Spotify. We've managed to release it on Spotify and Apple Music, but to get monetized on Apple Music, you have to pay. I don't know, it's kind of a loophole. I reckon
yeah.
you should just get it for free.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, if you're famous, like, come on now.
Yeah, we're gonna.
You should get free monetization.
Exactly. It so far has 8 5-star reviews, which is really good.
It's good.
With a large sum of listeners. Talking about sums, what are you doing in essential math?
Alright, bro, I mentioned essential maths in another podcast. yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, anyways, in the exam, we counted zebra stripes.
Damn, really?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was like it was still like a 2.5 mark question.
Damn!
Yeah.
Oh my.
So that was really surprising. What about you? What are you doing in general maths?
Oh, we're doing transposing equations.
Really? We're doing tax.
Really? I think we did that like last time.
We're doing a PSMT for it.
Oh, so like GST and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh man,
we
hate
basically,
that.
We just choose a job and then we have to figure out how much the person who does the job gets taxed.
Oh.
Learn about like superannuation and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't even know what superannuation. Oh no, actually, I think I know what superannuation fee. Superannuation is. We have 230 overall listeners.
230?
By the way,
not
230.
Bad.
That's great. I think last time for the SMT, it was like you had to pick a job, pick a place to stay, pick a university to go to, pick what you're studying, and then like do your weekly like. Payments and weekly income and spendation and stuff, and it was meant to be like you're meant to find a car, and I did a little loophole. I barely passed. It was like distance to the school, and my job was like a 5-minute walk, so I was like, so my vehicle, because it said vehicle not car, was an electric scooter, so I ended up saving like $1,000 every year. Because, no, not $1,000 like every month, because I bought an electric scooter, super easy, but it was barely a pass, because, I don't know, it didn't specifically say a car, it said vehicle.
So, I mean, it did say vehicle.
I mean, it did say vehicle, you could
yeah,
say.
And if you did really good at the maths and stuff, I don't see a reason why they should give
yeah.
you a barely pass.
I didn't put it in my Excel document.
Well, yeah, that might stop me from getting a good grade. But yeah.
I like Excel, but I hate having to put it into PSMT. It's so stupid.
We didn't have to use Excel.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing that silly thing. I hate PSMTs, though. I don't think we have another one. Oh, man.
You know, I have a PSMT due this term, and I have an exam this term as well.
Yeah, I think I got... No, I don't know. Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty. Oh, I have a test and an exam.
A test and an exam.
Oh, shut up, bro. You're like 5'8".
Yeah, shut up, bro. You're like 5'8".
You're like, you don't have a 6'10 wingspan, though, do you?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, exactly, and I do. I have an exam and assignment for psychology, and it's supposed to be everything that we've learned in Unit 2, which is super hard. But, you know, since I'm actually like the Rick friend, I'm smart and I'm a hater.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to smash it. Like, I smash.
We're going to delete that because we used that in the last one. We can't do it again.
Like, we can. Nah. Oh, 20 minutes. Alright. For film, my treatment is due on Friday. If you know what a treatment is, it's just like writing about it. We're doing my documentaries on this podcast. If you guys don't know, we've planned on making this podcast for like 2 years or 1 year. And we've only just made it a thing because I'm doing my assignment on it. So, side hustle, you could say.
Yeah.
Or quarter hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's due this freaking Friday after the holidays. It's so stupid. I've already done it though.
Anyway, what's your favourite sport?
I think, kind of off topic here, but pickleball has gotten really popular.
I mean, pickleball is actually pretty good.
Yeah, but I haven't heard of it until this year.
Yeah,
like, three of the kids I coached were like, oh, I played pickleball on the holidays.
Yeah. So random. Like, yeah. All of a sudden, pickleball is just a thing.
Yeah. You know, in pickleball, the kitchen, it's called the kitchen because they cook the pickles.
Oh.
Bowl.
Pickles like bowl. That should be like a nursery rhyme. Pickles.
Peter Piper picked a pile of pickled peppers.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. She sells seashells.
Seashells by the seashore.
You stuffy out. I had that.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Woodchuck wood.
I think you said it wrong.
Woodchuck
wood. Have you, you know, Cool Math Games got banned, right? That's so tough.
Yeah, that sucks.
What was your favorite game?
For anyone who doesn't know, it's like a website they use for gaming. And it got banned, and it hadn't been banned for a while.
Yeah.
From our school.
More than 10 years.
From our school internet. So, yeah.
It was pretty good, though. What was your favourite game?
I had lots of favourite games. Actually, by the end of it, nearly getting banned, I played Papa's Pizzeria. Papa's Pizzeria.
Damn.
Papa's Pizzeria.
Yeah. I tried, Oh, dude, you know I had, like, 2,000 levels completed on my account, and, like, 500 games completed? Oh. And I was like level 50.
All that time wasted.
Yeah.
Actually, I like playing Run 3.
That was goated.
Yeah.
I think I ended up playing so many games. I just clicked on the logic tab and tried to finish every single game there.
Oh,
and get like,
do you know like all the colored ones like red, green, blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were goated. What was your favorite of those?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think red was mine. I think one of the first.
Mine was blue because I like the color blue.
Oh, dude. Blue is golden. My favourite colour is red because of Sweet Roses, if any of you guys get the reference. Yeah, that's right. Sweet Roses.
Like the berry ripe of the cherry.
Quote Matt Franklin 2024. Also quote Matt Franklin 2024, if things get sticky, I'm going to bring my blicky.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Hayden
that's
Webb.
Hayden Webb.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Hayden Webb.
Shout out Hayden Webb for the Snells.
And then you got...
I was listening to a podcast at work, and the bleep was so loud, even though it was half, so I think we have to make it a bit...
Just a incy-wincy bit quieter. Yeah.
Do you still have the sound saved?
Yeah, it should be in my files, yeah.
Good.
I think I'd have it saved.
Oh, man.
Anyways, we're gonna go get food. Be right back.
It has been a week since we recorded that, because the Burger Wizard captured us.
Yeah.
So
captured by the Burger Wizard, and he threatened our lives with drinks.
Yeah, and Amplix, bro,
yeah,
no cap.
Yeah,
we were talking about the loud brew. Today, Matt and Gosh should work with.
Mic.
Oh, I'm sure it's alright.
The mic was just too far away.
Today, Matt got to play with sand in his science.
I got to play with sand. It was so fun. You know, general science.
Hell yeah, bro! General science.
You know, too bad. My boy Ricky wasn't there to do the molding.
With the
sand. You know, it's fine.
But I missed when I got to mold sand, but in general science.
It's like concrete.
Like clay.
No, it's like a setting. It sets overnight and then it makes the mold out of like the objects that you put on the sand.
Like clay?
No, not really. It's like concrete.
But I've never seen like molding concrete.
Oh, I don't even know what it is. It's just like a powder, and then my science teacher said it's basically just like concrete, but
yeah, I reckon it's concrete then, actually.
Maybe. Yeah.
We actually just got a burger as well. So we've had two burgers in the span of just one episode. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And if this episode doesn't finish today, we're going to get Hugo on the end of this, yep. Maybe on Sunday. Talking about Sunday.
We're going to Topgolf.
Story of Topgolf. First time I ever went. We pull up, but the guy's just explaining what happens if we do bad stuff. And I'm like...
Was this for my 15th? For my 15th birthday, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you'll get fined if you stand in that net. Even if you fall, you still get fined. Some other stuff, like if you stand over a line, you get fined. I'm like, what happens if you throw the club over? I was like, oh, nothing happens. We'll just get a new one. I'm like, oh, okay. And on my very first swing, I chucked the club all the way off. Not even on purpose. My sweaty hands just took over me. And
just too nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My awesome swing. And then it was really awkward because I had to chase after him after he immediately left and said, hey, can I please get a new club?
There was already heaps there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
By that as hell. And for school, I'm doing a documentary of this podcast. So we have a camera set up in the room,
looking pretty awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, I look pro, don't I?
Mm.
Click.
I can't take photos. So that should be easy enough. Alright. Talking about music, do you want to go to that 21 Savage concert?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, but it's like $200.
What was the other one, Ski Mask?
Yeah, that one's going
to
be good.
I went to the Ski Mask one, that's cold.
I think it's in November 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty close to summer's birthday, though. Yeah. That'll be pretty good.
Someone got you on a leash, bro.
What? You know what I'm going to get her for my birthday? I'm going to get her a pet spider. I'm going to get her a bunch of moth eggs. Like, you
moth,
know, yeah, so she can raise some moths, you know what I'm saying? Some moths in a cage, that'd be badass. Don't you want a moth?
Nah.
You're lying.
Nah, not really, bro.
Oh, you have my English? I'm going to finish it off with something like, you guys have heard of Malcolm, right? And if you're hearing of, oh wait, no, I can't remember. It was like, if Malcolm should not be, wait, I've always got it. What would happen if Malcolm should not be in the film museum? I guess we'll never know. Like the Kanye reference. Boom!
Oh.
Rick Ross, Walk, Cafe, Ant Flick, right?
It's
here.
It's like, it's a surreal feeling. We did it! The Jason Tatum. We did it!
Oh, no, I was thinking of Channing
Tatum. That's how I felt on Gala Day when we beat Corinda. We were 7-0 undefeated, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You miss 100% of the shots you take.
Yep. Wait. No, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, bro.
Yeah, bro. Have you seen Fly Me to the Moon? Or Scarlett Johansson?
No. I saw that on a bus this morning.
Do you actually?
Like the advertisement. Yeah.
Oh, it's actually really good. I watched it with Mason and Seth.
Oh yeah.
And bro, it was really fucking cool. There was a scene at the very start. One of the guys just explodes out of nowhere. It's not really a spoiler because it's in the trailer. And I didn't expect it, and I scream like into my go, "Damn!"
And then everyone in the movie is like, "Shut up!"
No, it's full of elderly people. I think Seth slaps me like, bro, that was loud.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. Genuinely scared me, bro, because he's like, oh, never mind, because they're, like, cleaning up something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary as hell.
Scary as, bro.
I'm pretty excited to watch Long Legs, too.
Yeah.
Right after PJ Day.
Oh, yeah. PJs.
PJ in pajamas. No, bananas in pajamas.
Are you watching Long Legs again?
Like, it's at, like, 3:15.
3:15,
like right after school tomorrow.
Right after school,
yeah, tomorrow. If you're free,
I'm down, bro.
I'll ask Mason and Seth if you can go.
Alright. I think they fucked me enough.
Yeah, but also like this kind of was a thing that we planned. I just want to see it with you though, because we've watched a lot of horror movies together, like Midsommar.
Oh,
that was good.
Midsommar.
I think we talked about it last time.
Yeah, we did.
I finished an anime last night. Let's go.
I started an anime last night.
Which one?
Mob Psycho.
I finished that one last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I love Mob Psycho,
bro. It's so goated. The last episode's pretty good, but it's kind of a letdown. You don't really get to...
I fuck with his powers so heavy, bro.
Yeah, it's like One Punch Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It reminds me a lot His facial expressions remind me of...
That's because it's written by the same people and, like, animated. But it's, because there's a lot of references.
Oh, yeah.
But it's basically just, like, if One Punch Man had powers, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Except he's, like, an autistic teenager. Like...
Yeah, he just wants to be, like, popular and athletic.
Yeah, it gets really good, though. I also started watching Seven Deadly Sins last night.
Oh, that was the first one I watched, like...
Really?
Yeah.
First one I watched was One Punch Man.
Oh, yeah.
Is Seven Deadly Sins good?
I didn't finish watching it because I wasn't really that invested.
Yeah.
But it was still, like, alright. There's lots of very mature scenes, bro.
Really? Let's go. I was talking to someone, she was, like, hating on people who watch anime, and she's like, oh, because they watch, like, hentai, like, anime porn.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hate it when people say that, bro.
And then I'm like,
they all
like,
think the community is so weird.
I'm like, yeah, they got mega jugs. She's like, don't say that. I'm like, why? Mega jugs. She's like,
ah. Yo, some of the stuff you say around her, bro, I don't know how you don't get in trouble all the time.
It's freaking awesome, because I'm freaky. Freaky dude. Sure, bro, it's so funny. I think I sent a photo of my face the other day. She's like, you're so freaky. I'm like, let's go. Booyah. Cha-ching, money baby, that's my catchphrase, by the way, in case you guys didn't know. That's the catchphrase.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys see my Instagram story today, ran into the burger wizard. Chuck this. Pretty cool. And we ran into these guys taking photos of their Mercedes. We got some take photos, and then he starts walking over like, Vastelli, get Brittany. Get Courtney, Brittany.
Get Courtney, Brittany, and fuck.
He's like, what? What? And then we're like, hey, can you get a photo of us? Like, yeah. And then we get a video of him driving away, and he like goes like, skirt.
Yeah.
Wasn't really cool, though, because he was shit ass kid. You know, I'm Kang.
Yeah.
And Harry Mueller train at my gym now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. You know Kane won, like, a championship when he was, like, 10? Like, world champion? Oh, no, not really? World champion. Like, state champion? I don't even know.
Well, like, in kickboxing?
I think MMA. I don't know, but it's pretty freaking cool. But, yeah. That's, really interesting. I didn't know that. I was always wondering why they called him Kane Chaos. But, you could say that, it got a bit chaotic when I saw him, if you get the reference, because his name's Kane Chaos.
Yeah.
But, let's just say, hypothetically, it got chaotic. What are you doing? Are you doing media?
Nah.
Why not? Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Oh, you were just helping out.
I didn't choose media. I usually do, but, like, I knew it was going to be hard.
Yeah, you're right. Harder than,
I only did it in, like, year 10, year 10 and stuff, because I knew it would be kind of easy.
What are you doing for English? I heard, someone telling me that you just had to, what was it called? Something really easy, like...
It's, like, Shawshank Redemption.
Wasn't it, like, you had to do a vlog?
No, it's, like, theme. Oh, yeah, it's a vlog. It's, like, themes and stuff.
A vlog for English is kind of crazy.
It's not really, like, a vlog. You kind of just sit there and talk to a camera.
That's what a vlog is.
Yeah, I know, but like...
You know what vlog means? A vlog is like video blog.
Oh.
So.
I thought a vlog was just like where people take a camera and they just walk around like...
Well, yeah. Camera. I think... Well, vlog is just like talking on video. Yeah. Just talking about something on video. Technically, this is a vlog. Oh, no. This is not a video. This is a log.
Yeah.
Because it's audio log.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a goated reference?
It's a goat, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to start watching Black Clover after I finish.
Oh, Black Clover's good.
Is it? Are there any adult scenes, too?
Yeah. Oh, actually, yes. Not only adult scenes, but, like, there's lots of titties.
Let's go.
Yeah.
What are you doing for, essential math now?
Financing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't you just have to,
It's just like the tax.
Yeah.
Of job. Like, you just choose a job and then you just have to figure out the taxation and the superannuation and the...
What does superannuation even mean?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'll figure that out.
Do you know what GST is?
Isn't, like, the money taken off when you buy something?
Yeah, I think so. Or it's like, if you have to pay something with GST, it's like multiplied by 1.1.
Oh, yeah, something like that. And whatnot.
Yeah, you could say that again.
And write that.
And write that. Oh my god, you did say it again.
Oh my gosh.
But there was this book I had when I was like 7, and it was about like Australian history and like the convicts moving to Australia, and there was this one page where it was like, wow, that looks really cool, and then the guy sitting next to me was like, you could say that again, and I would just keep going in my head, say, that looks really cool, you could say that again, that looks really cool, you could say that again, just over and over in my head. I thought it was the funniest stuff ever, bro. What the heck? I whipped out a 6-foot rest, bro.
I got the footrest on lock, bro.
Bro, the infinite footrest over here, bro. Dead ass. You know, Hayden can't talk about Tyler Blair Harding in his interview. Oh, because for me, he was doing The Life of Jeremy.
Yeah.
And, like, his chocolate milk, his raps, and, like, his beef with Tyler.
Yeah.
Even though it isn't that deep. I'm pretty sure it was just, like, she didn't show up to one of her raps, but then Jeremy just kept harassing her. But then, dude said he can't talk about that anymore because it's a big deal, apparently, just for Jeremy. But Tyler said to me she didn't really care, but it was just getting annoying. Which, I respect that.
Yeah.
If somebody wrote 19 diss tracks about me, I'd be like, boy, stop writing 19 diss tracks about me, honestly.
Yeah, like, I would never write 19 diss tracks for someone, so, like, I don't think they should write 19 diss tracks for me.
Do you remember what the old talk show was like? Like, one meat pie.
I actually don't even remember.
They sold Gatorades, I remember that. It was, like, Gatorade and meat pie.
It was better, though, because they did Red Day.
They still do Red Day.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
No, I think they cancelled it.
I'm pretty sure they still do Red Day.
Pretty sure they stopped because it's a different business.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That sucks. I reckon I'd rather this one now because they sell soft drinks.
For those who don't know, Red Day is like one day for every year. We do like the tuck shop at our school sells like Coca-Cola and like lots of candy and stuff. Like, which we usually...
Dagwood Dog!
Which we usually don't do. But, yeah, they don't do that anymore.
So it was, yeah, it was pretty good. Oh, I'm talking about back to myths and legends, throwback to 30 minutes ago.
Back to last Thursday.
Right, throwback to last Thursday. Skinwalker Ranch, I sent you the TikTok, right? Of Skinwalker Ranch? I did. Did you watch it? That's fair, bro. That's right. Oh, well, you should have told me. I sent you a bunch of TikToks.
Oh, really?
I'll show you after this. But anyway, it was a story of a guy who went to Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, really?
And he was like, oh, I don't believe in them. And he shows up, and there's, like, poles covered in skinned animals. And they're like, oh, wow, that's just, like, touristing. And then they set down their phone to take a photo. And this car just pulls up, and they get out. It's, like, white people in suits. And then I think they're about to say something. And then this guy 180s, and there's, like, a blue orb just in the middle of Skinwalker Ranch. What does that have to do with skinwalkers? Anyway, that's what he said in the TikTok.
Like, well, Skinwalker Ranch isn't just skinwalkers, it's like aliens and stuff too.
Really? I thought it was just Skinwalker Ranch.
No, it's about, like, it's like lots of stuff.
Were you watching it, actually? Upstairs?
Yeah, no,
oh, what?
I was like fully watching it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think...
You and Seth were not locked in, bro. I was like...
It's because we were watching it and we were like, this is not about Skinwalker Ranch. It was like just talking about like Texas and like what a ranch was. It was like a rationale and a
science
thing.
I also watched it like...
Previously. Oh, so what is Skinwalker Ranch then?
It's just like a phenomenon in Utah that's about lots of different, like, phenomenons.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's just a phenomenon about different
then
phenomenons.
Why isn't it called Phenomenon Ranch?
I don't know, man, because...
Podcast, wait, no.
I mean, it's just about aliens and skinwalkers, basically.
Skinwalker-ass ranch, bro.
Because, like, lots of freaky stuff happens there. So.
Bro, freaky-ass ranch. Call it
freaky ranch, bro.
Get out of here with that freaky ranch.
The freak ranch.
Right. Count me
what
in.
What does
a
ranch even mean?
I'm pretty sure it's just like...
Because I know like the sauce, but like, it's like a real ranch.
yeah. I don't really know the definition. Isn't it just like a house in the middle of nowhere that sells stuff? Or like a house that's kind of like a farm? I don't even know.
Maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
When somebody says ranch, I picture like a saloon.
When someone says ranch, I just picture ranch.
Bro, when somebody says Skinwalker, I think of boy Skinwalker.
And you're like, right there, mate.
I'm like, right there, mate. Bro, that Wrong Turn movie was kind of goated, though.
Yeah, it actually was. It wasn't making sense for us.
Yeah, it was a bit locked in. You just need to unlock. Also, that
it was like the Cafe Final Boss movie.
Bro, Monster House. Bro, we should have watched that whole thing. Why did we stop? Oh, because it's dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Dinner. Bro, you wanted to go upstairs so bad with your mum. They were ready though, but she never texted you that we're ready. You were like, oh, let's go upstairs. I'm like, Oh, she hasn't told us.
She said they'd be ready by 7, so...
Yeah, and it was like 6:50, you're like, let's go upstairs. I'm like, did she say it was ready? No, why did she say, hey, can you give it to us at 7? It's like, wow, so funny. They were really good sausage rolls there.
Yeah.
They were probably like the best I've ever had.
They had like, you know, it's just pastry covered in sausages.
Yeah, but the ones at home, shout out to Melissa and Shane Kent for making sausage rolls at home, but they're not the best.
Ooh.
I think it's just usually just like mince inside pastry. That cheese on top was really good though. For my birthday, can you get me a SpongeBob charger?
That was so cool, man. SpongeBob charger.
Bro, that was so goated.
I love you, Mum.
Yeah. Alright, shout out Archibald, Archie Van Ray, and this is just a shout out because his middle name was revealed recently.
Ho ho ho.
And it was
Green Cornwall. Giant Cornwall.
Archie Cornwall.
Archie Cornwall
Van Ray. Yeah, shout out Archie Cornwall Van Ray. But,
trying to remember, some people wanted to be shouted out, but I forgot who it was.
Yeah, but I think.
I'm trying to remember, bro.
I think some people at my gym, shout out to people at my gym. Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's John Bacon. Shout out John Bacon.
Shout out, who else? Shout out Sam Bryden.
Yep.
Shout out Dom for actually listening to the podcast, like ASAP.
And like people who like listen to it like immediately and watch, listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, shout out Summer for having a good laugh. Shout out Ava Beaumont and Jeremy, her boyfriend, for liking the podcast as well.
Yep.
Going to be interviewing you later for my media. What's that shit? Shout out the Australian light heavyweight champion for winning the title.
Shout out to him. I was there.
Yeah.
It was cold.
But I almost hit my dad.
I was the one who was doing the NPC chant. I was like, yeah.
But I love, was Hayden the one that called out? I was like, go Sarah with the E. Was he the one?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Everyone laughed at that. That was so good. I was like, shout. I was like, that guy was funny.
I
didn't
even know. I was like, man, this guy should be a comedian. Like, yeah. This guy should be a stand up comedian.
I remember when Hayden was like, knock his socks off, Mason. That was so good.
Oh, Hayden. Social anxiety fears Hayden, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, kekerni, bro.
Yeah, kekerni, kekerni, bro.
Yeah, you know, I think kekerni just means, like, come here.
What is it? What language is it?
South African.
Oh, I was thinking about that, because Kane was South African, he was speaking it. And, and I was like, wow, this kind of sounds like what Matt yells out when he's angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, you're like, Magali, Magali, bro. Yeah, I didn't even know that was fucking...
Yes.
He was saying something like barbecue last night. I'm like, damn. Barbecue. BB to the Q.
I thought kekidney would mean like something.
She want a BBL?
I thought kekidney would mean something like a slur, but it's just come here.
What does Raxinelli Kai Brittany mean?
I made up Raxinelli.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
And Brittany. I'm not paying for a BBL.
My whole bad as hell. Ash cash. That guy's a goat.
Oh, bad as hell.
Ash cash. But you remember that guy that was like, hit a villa out, color two bags. She's trying to play my song on a boombox. I'm gonna back
and you're the most majestic guy on TikTok, Instagram Reels.
Who?
The guy with like the pink dreads and he does like the skincare routine.
I don't watch Instagram Reels. I'm not broke like you. Can't afford TikTok.
Oh, bro, I don't watch TikTok, bro.
Why?
I don't like it, bro. It makes me overthink, bro.
Yeah, is that why you like instantly stop liking girls for some reason?
Huh?
Is that why you stop liking girls all of a sudden?
No, I fuck with girls now.
Yeah, I fuck with girls too.
No, it's not like all the girls, it's just like specific girls I don't fuck with.
Yeah, shout out to CJ.
Actually, no, it's actually some girls' actions which makes me not like girls.
But, yeah, that's facts. Just when they make a... What about... tell them the story of, like, the Duke Dennis on the bus. Duke Dennis girl on the bus. Do you remember that? You'll tell me a story about a girl making a shitty Duke Dennis joke on the bus? On the way to a...
Are you talking about excursion?
Yeah.
It was, Diddy... I think it was Diddy Girl and what was the name?
Duke Dennis?
No, it was Diddy Girl and... I forgot her name. But people in our grade call her, like... Angry Orange. Diddy Girl, and the other girl's name was. Oh, I almost had it. Ah, she. It was like the people in our grade calls it like steering wheel and angry eyes.
Steering wheel? Why yeah. steering wheel?
Because you got a big head.
That's a weird ass name.
Yeah. And,
steering wheel.
Yeah.
Shout out that paper for making that noise.
Yeah, because the Diddy girl, she made like a really bad like, it was like, Five Nights at Freddy's or Five Nights at Diddy's, and nobody laughed. Like it was so sad. Like me, Mason, Ricky did not laugh like at all, bro. And then at later that day on the excursion, they go to the teacher and they're like, Mason told me to kill myself.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did he actually though?
No, he didn't. And because they were arguing over no reason because they kept coming into like the boys' bathroom and like.
Not freaky, they weren't.
Not like the boys' bathroom. It was like an open bathroom, but we were all in there like pissing and stuff.
Damn.
And they would just like knock on our doors and stuff while we're in there and like scream slurs at us.
They definitely wanted you.
And then the teachers were like, teachers would like just do absolutely nothing about it, bro.
They definitely wanted you though, I can't lie.
Yeah.
All that cake couldn't be brutally, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was like a blonde girl and a girl with brunette hair.
That really narrows it down.
Yeah.
I hate girls that make cheek dry jokes and all their friends laugh at it. I definitely hear 10 of those a day.
I hate when girls lie about everything.
Bro, I just hate it when like Rex and Ellie kind of wouldn't leave, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh, so tough.
That shit tough. They must not know that I'm tough. We get some lighting up in here, bruh. Oh, have you heard about the new Gen Z album?
Oh no.
Oh, no, not the new Gen Z album, the new Eminem album. And it's like, you gonna cancel me? Gen Z me, bro. that's what it looks like. Cancel me if you want. I don't really care. That's literally him.
Gen Z me,
bro. And there's one where it's like, where he's like, literally says, R-A-P-E-R. That's what I am.
No.
And he's like, he must have missed a P. Diddy. P. Diddy. And it's like, made a reference to P. Diddy, like, shut up. It's time to say relevant, bro. You're 50. Go own a flower shop. Flower shop was like, I can't lie, cool.
Oh, the girl's name was Funko Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Funko Pop and Diddy Girl.
But ain't nobody like a Diddy Party. They got back from one Diddy Party. Shan should have been there. Shan, there was dick and balls everywhere.
Oh, no, the Diddy Girl was the most annoying, bro. She, like, always yelling and stuff. Like, yelling really loud.
Hey, loud girls, bro. Oh, my God, yeah. Throwback to shout out CJ. Actually, don't shout out CJ. I'm cutting that bit out. What is that? 47 seconds. Alright. Throwback to loud girls. Oh, I don't know if I can say. This girl in my class today, I'm not going to say who. Definitely the most annoying girl ever. Just talking about the most irrelevant stuff. And she was like, oh man, I just love being short. Like 5'4 is like the perfect height. I'm fairly sure she won't listen to this, but the people who will listen will know. She was like, my boyfriend's getting me this, just talking about her boyfriend the whole time. She's like, I'm pretty sure I have a dyspraxia. She had to ask what dyspraxia was. And she's like, oh yeah, because whenever there's a lot of numbers, I just can't do it. Like, no, you're fucking retarded. And I was like, that's definitely gonna be bigged out, but pissed me off. Let's just say I finished all the work before her. But you gonna cancel me? Cancel me if you want for saying that, but I think that you shouldn't be in a math class if you are bad at math. Shout out Sam Bryden for having dyslexia or something.
Shout out Sam Bryden.
Shout out Sam Bryden for hot tub things. That cool ass post.
Man, those burgers we had before were so good.
Whoa. They're actually so good, but for $9, actually they were pretty good value. Have you heard of the McSmart meal at Macca's?
The McSmart meal, bro. What is that?
It was so funny. I was at Macca's with Mason and Seth. And Mason was on the phone with his mom.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Are you like Mob Donald's?
No, what?
Mob Zaga, like Mob Donald's.
Oh, shut up. And he's like, what was he saying? Oh, I can't remember. But it was definitely, everything he'd say would be like, oh, my mom is calling me. It's like, like, boy, eat your McSmart meal. It's like $6.
It's actually a meal.
Yeah. It's $6. Let me try to find it. It's like $6 for two burgers, a drink, and fries.
Oh, it's actually good.
Yeah. It's a pretty mixed mart.
$6.
I'll try to find it. $4 Big Mac today. Oh, yeah, see?
Why did you look at me like that when you made that joke, bro?
See, look, $7 McSmart meal.
Oh, damn.
Bro, I need myself.
That's actually so cheap.
Bro, that's actually like a McSmart meal.
We're doing boneless wickets at KFC now.
That's cool. Just stop making... Oh, I'm gonna get everyone, you know that?
Yeah.
Cool, bro. I know, probably like a Diddy party.
Alright. And anyway, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. Matt Franklin and...
Mason Kent.
Signing out.
See you guys on Sunday or next Thursday.
Make sure to give a 5-star subscription.
Yeah, subscribe.